We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm not trying to be like a doomsdayer here. I'm just trying to figure out ways to win. We're all in this thing together. It's just help, man. It's just suggestions to go out there and try something different, because the way that it's been done with trading the major leaguers for minors have done it over the course of time in Major League Baseball. Call the Orioles, call the Tigers, call the Mariners, call the A's, call the Nationals, call the Marlins.
You have to want any of their guys too.
Yeah, call the Reds. I being down in Miami, that Jazz Chisholm kid that plays second base, go get him. That's a nice player they got there.
Can he play in the outfield?
Sure. Cincinnati, you stink. Colorado, you know, all these teams right now. I'm just looking at the bottom teams in baseball right now. Go trade some of your prospects for proven guys on these teams.
These are the type of articles that make me angry. Maybe they're just semantics to a certain extent, but NFL.com wrote a piece called Most Complete Teams Heading into the 2022 NFL season. Complete would mean what to you?
From top to bottom, the best, you know, like no holes maybe would probably be the most complete team. I would say when you look at the team, it's hard to say they're missing this.
So the Chiefs are listed as their fourth most complete team. Okay? It's good. It's fine. There's not one mention of the coach in these write-ups.
Okay.
To me, a complete team also includes your coach.
Yeah, coaching makes a big difference in the NFL. There's right? Not a lot of good ones.
So they have the Buccaneers number one.
Who's their coach?
Failed coach, yeah. Prior. Mm-hmm. Taking over a good team, but mm-hmm. failed coach prior.
Right. But he's in a great situation. Only he can screw that up.
Yeah. Number two are the Chargers. Far from
they're not a playoff team. Haven't been a playoff team, and their coach coached them out of the playoffs.
Correct. Unproven coach.
Yeah, that's the biggest hole for me with the Chargers right now. I don't believe in their coach.
The gap's not that big, talent wise, but Andy Reid gets a bump. Like, this is ridiculous. Number three, the Buffalo Bills. Again, another team that's hasn't beaten the Chiefs when it matters.
Right.
And it's a coaching protege.
Yeah, it is.
And then the Chiefs fourth. A complete team would indicate a complete team.
From top to bottom.
Not a, here's our list of the best players on paper teams.
Mm-hmm.
You want to say a complete team, that includes the coaching staff.
You have to factor in the coach.
And you've left any mention of Andy Reid out, which puts him well above some of these other teams.
Yeah, I think that's what you have to do when you factor in the NFL.
Well, otherwise, don't call it a complete team. Call it this is our ranking of rosters top to bottom.
Mm-hmm.
You still have an argument.
Right.
But if you want to say a complete team.
Right.
Well, the guy that leads the team out of the tunnel is very high on my list.
Yeah.
Very high on my list of how I would have this criteria.
Yeah, I mean, if you're looking at an NFL team, every NFL team has talent, right? Every team has talent. Now, there are a couple that, you know, don't. You know, for the last few years, the Giants, the Jets, the Jags, there's been some teams. But what also that they've had an issue with is coaching at those levels. Coaching makes a difference. And if you don't believe in the NFL, a good coach makes all the difference in the world, then go back and look at the 2012 Chiefs and then look at the 2013 Chiefs. The number one change that was made was Andy Reid coming in here and taking control of this organization. Had the Chiefs gone out and hired another bald goatee guy like everybody likes to do in the NFL, they would be on a different coach, probably their third coach since 2012. But they went out and they made the right hire in Andy Reid, and the right leader changed the entire dynamic of this organization. That's why the Chiefs are successful year in and year out. Why they were able to take it to the next level and win a championship is because then they went out and got the right quarterback in Patrick Mahomes. But they wouldn't have been in position to win a championship if they never went out and got Andy Reid. And so when people are ranking teams and looking at teams and saying which teams are better, I've said it for years now, Josh, coach quarterback combo. Until you have a coach quarterback combo that is better than Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, I can't pick another team to be better than them. You have to have that right quarterback coach combo. And there aren't many of those teams in the NFL right now that have that right quarterback or coach combo. Nobody else in the AFC West has a quarterback coach combo that can even sniff what the Kansas City Chiefs have. They may have good quarterbacks, but I don't know about their coaches right now. Some places may have a good coach like Mike Tomlin in Pittsburgh, but I don't know who their quarterback is right now, or Pete Carroll in Seattle, or even Bill Belichick right now. I don't know about those three coaches and their quarterbacks. The best quarterback coach combo in the NFL is right here in Kansas City, and it's not even close. And I don't even know who number two right now would be on my list, because the revolving door of coaches and the revolving door of quarterbacks keeps changing around this league right now. Hell, it may be. I mean,
quarterback combo, quarterback coach combo
number
maybe
two,
the one that won the Super Bowl.
Maybe the one that won the Super Bowl, right? Maybe.
Hello.
Maybe the one that won the Super Bowl. Yeah, yeah. Could be. Yeah, maybe the one that won the Super Bowl. Yeah.
I'm a little worried about their nonchalantness out there right now, but that's all right.
I kind of like it, though.
Yeah, I mean, they're LA-ing this thing up, which does lead me to a little bit of concern. But
they had all the draftees at the draft house this week. Did you see that,
yeah,
too?
Yeah.
I wonder what went on there. Yeah. I would have liked to have been a fly on the wall.
Don't know. Very, very strange. It's not complete. You got to have the coach.
Yeah, you got to have the coach. And Cincinnati right now, I think they're on their way, but it's still one where I need to see more. I still need to see if Zach Taylor's the legit coach in Cincinnati, if this was a one-year deal flash in the pan for the Bengals, because it's been the Bengals. It's been a losing franchise. We'll see where they end up taking off and where they end up going, and we'll see what happens with Todd Bowles down in Tampa right now. But there's just not a lot of great head coach quarterback combos left in this league right now.
The Patriots quarterback, meanwhile, has the most cliched return to work, and it's fabulous. Next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I do a lot. I'ma make a toast, cause we still alive. No big, I feel like Pac. I shoot a shot, I'm coming in.
Don't forget to go to 610sports.com. Check out the contest section, or right there on the front page, you can find all the details. We want to sit in the stands with you at the K. Actually, you can win two tickets to come sit with the 610 Sports Radio staff in a section out at the K on June the 8th. The Royals take on the Jays.
And Alejandro Kirk, baby!
We want you to come to the game with us. See that big Blue Jays catcher.
No, he's not big. He's just like...
big boned.
Yeah. Short and fat. He if you said his name was Stubby Clapp, I would believe
it. Yeah, true. It's true.
He has affinity for second base.
All you have to do is go to some of the participating locations in Kansas City, the Sandbox at Power Play, the other place The Brass Rail, International Tap House, to name a few. The full list at 610sports.com. Find the Boulevard Wheat sign and scan the QR code for your chance to win a pair of tickets. You have another week to do so. Now through the 31st. For a chance to win a pair of tickets, see the Royals on June 8th. You must be 21 to enter, but come watch the game. And I mean watch the game with us.
We'll be in the crowd together
out at the K. Must be 21 to enter and win. Boulevard, unfiltered, wheat, fresh look, same great taste. He's in the best shape of his life, Bob.
That's what they all say, right?
This is the time of the year, if not for spring training.
Mm-hmm.
Now we get to OTAs heading towards training camp in the NFL. And this is, if you're going to be, this is the time to be in the best shape of your life.
I will say this as a sidebar. B-Dub and I have worked hard with our weight. He's working his ass off right now. I'm trying to maintain where I am. And, you know, it's hard to lose weight and it's hard to get shredded. How does an athlete go from the end of, like, the season in January, like, 4 months later, ripped, shredded, and then, like, those guys must just work their ass off all day freaking long to get there.
Well, and you have a crazy sports team trainer with you.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
They have some guys screaming at you. They have screws loose, these people.
Yeah.
And so they will get after you.
Have you ever worked out with a trainer? I mean, it is not fun.
My personal trainer doesn't care what I think anymore. It's just like, okay, yeah, it hurts.
Good.
Come on, more.
Yeah.
This is what we want. More.
Push through it. Let's go. Like, it's just impossible to work out with these guys.
Where's your heart rate at? It's at 170. Okay, you got 20 seconds. Get it down to 130.
20 seconds.
What the hell you mean?
Man, then just back up.
How do I do that?
Right. He's like, breathe. I'm like, dude, I'm huffing and puffing. I sound like Darth Vader over here.
Yeah, well, good. Keep huffing and puffing some more. But
so Moses Cabrera is the name of this particular strength and conditioning coach, is getting the credit for reshaping one Mac Jones.
Heard of him.
The Patriots quarterback, who, according to receiver Kendrick Bourne, quote, he's in the best shape of his life.
Probably so.
I think he's been here all offseason with Moses, so he looks really good. His stomach is gone, and he looks really good.
Yeah, that's funny.
According to Kendrick Bourne.
There's a difference between being, like, in college football shape and then being in NFL shape,
definitely.
Right?
Yes.
And, like, it's no joke. They call him Mac and Cheese Jones because he looks like he was eating Kraft mac and cheese. By the way, do you know there are a billion boxes a day of Kraft, or maybe it's a million boxes a day of Kraft mac and cheese that get sold in the world? A million boxes a day. And so Mac Jones is putting away about half of that, it looked like, right? And if you're going to be a quarterback in this league, man, you got to look the part. You can't have a gut. And if he got rid of his gut, man, he's dedicating himself to the job. If you're a Patriot fan, you're like, all right, man, the guy's doing everything off the field. Can he play on the field? We'll find out.
Quote from Jones, I've learned more this offseason than I probably ever have about nutrition, sleep, wellness, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Which does happen in year two.
It does. It really does. It absolutely does.
In year one, it's just a blur.
Right.
You got to get the playbook and just get out there.
And then you get that full off season. All right, here's your diet.
Yeah, here you go.
Excuse me.
So I'm taking what I learned that I feel will help me and apply it. And then obviously listening to Ted and everybody. I don't know who Ted is.
Bruce?
Just following their plan, eating healthy, taking out the things that are bad for my diet.
Yes. Man, welcome to the real world. And I hate to tell Mac Jones this. Each day that goes by, it gets harder, brother.
Not to mention the tail end of college into your adult, quote unquote, adulthood is also your very difficult time.
Yeah.
That's your very difficult time of maintaining your weight.
The good news is, though, like as an NFL quarterback or anybody that plays in the league, you can get yourself a nutritionist who takes care of all that for you, right? And you can afford to eat healthy.
Well, you got the strength and conditioning coach at your disposal.
Yeah.
It works for your team.
And they're going to prepare the menu for you and tell you what to eat and how to do it. Yeah. And you get on that kind of plan and you think, okay, fine, this is what I have to do if I want to have a long, successful career in the NFL. And I think people make the mistake all the time about, well, I'm working out a lot, so I'm just going to pound the food. No. It's all about your intake. You know, the exercise is very important, but if you're not putting the right fuel in your body, then you're not giving yourself a fighting chance. If you're working out and then you're eating cheeseburgers and chips and fries and, you know, fish and chips and all that kind of stuff, you go, I don't understand why I'm working out. Yeah, but you're not putting the right stuff in your body. And I think as a professional athlete, you know, when you're coming out of college, you're still a college kid. You're still going to McDonald's. You're still getting a two for a pizza shuttle. You don't care. You're in college, right? Then you get to the pros and you realize, okay, this is a job. I've got to fine-tune my engine. I've got to fine-tune my body. and you start eating what they prepare for you. You find the quinoas and the grains and the lettuce and the chicken and all that kind of stuff and say bye-bye to the two Big Macs and, you know, all that kind of stuff that you were used to eating in college. You can't do it anymore.
You can't sidecar?
No, you can't.
That's not
if you're a pro athlete, like you can't.
It's a terrible plan. Terrible.
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 Terrible. Meanwhile, two dudes at the PGA Championship are on a different kind of diet. These two guys are pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Remember, this is the PGA Championship down in Tulsa at $18 beers.
That's right. We were like, oh my goodness, $18 beers. That's unfortunate. You can't charge that for a beer. Didn't matter for these two.
Two dudes laying down on the golf course. Looks like right by the stand, you know, they have like the little stands where you can sit and watch next day that they build temporarily next to the green or whatever.
Yeah.
They're crashed right next to this thing in plain sight.
Mm-hmm. They are passed
they
out.
They are out. There is one tall boy beer by them.
Yeah.
But it looks like that they have probably consumed a few. They don't even have a great view. You can tell that they were looking for a sleeping spot at this point. And then the video that went viral was woman walks up to them. They're passed out, gets one of their phones and takes a picture of it and then sets the phone back down.
Yeah, that was really good. Which, why don't you have your phone passworded at that point? Like every phone right now, you can't pick up unless you have that facial recognition or a password. These guys not put that on theirs?
I guess not. But if there was, you could have the facial.
You put the facial recognition.
Yeah, the dude was laying there. Yeah. It was fine. But apparently the phone was open. She walked up, snapped a picture of them. And they carried on, and then, yeah, everybody passing by got great humor out of these two dudes who were out. Out.
Out cold. Like, they had no idea that anything was going on. That was a good nap for those guys.
Yeah. And looked like, you know, they weren't, looked like a couple dads.
Yeah.
Couple dads passed out of the PGA Championship. Mm-hmm.
They got a hall pass, and they let loose.
They really did. I wonder how they got home. I need the follow-up on this story. Like, and then the rest of the story happened, right?
You know, they had to wake up, you know, about 7 hours later. And puke and rally. Let's go again.
Or they wake up, and it's nighttime, and they're like, what the hell?
They just left them there?
Like on the course.
They're tearing down the tins.
Yeah. Sprinklers going. They finally wake up. They get splashed with water at
that would be outstanding.
9:30 at night, they're like, huh? Where am I?
Well, that's what you do. I mean, like, if those guys are passed out cold, right, and the tournament ends and they're still passed out cold, you just leave them there. You start taking apart the court, of course. You're picking up the trash. You're doing the whole nine yards. You're getting the course ready for the members to come back the next day or whenever they open it up again to the members down
there. They're just lying on their back. Look like they're taking a nice nap.
Absolutely just leave them there, right? Wouldn't you just leave them there if you work in the course grounds? Let them stay.
Yeah.
them figure it out for themselves. You got that hammered at a golf tournament and passed out on the green?
You earned that.
They don't look sick or anything. It looked like they just you know, had a lot to drink, went to sleep.
That's right. They were tired.
Yeah.
A little tired.
It was hot there. Was it hot there over the week? It was Tulsa. Yep. Hot.
It was warm.
Unbelievable, man. Just like... Sometimes as a dad, you do things that you regret because you haven't done it in years, right? I feel like these guys, as you mentioned, B-Dub, it was hall pass time for these guys.
Absolutely.
They had the opportunity to get out, do their own thing for a day, and they took it to the next level.
And the people just walking by them is great. They're just walking by looking and like laughing like, look at these two guys.
These guys.
Everybody just left them be. They weren't sick and Ralphing or anything. They were just asleep. Just
look
taking
at
a nap.
These guys.
Just taking a nap.
Here's a good one from the 816. Worked the golf event at Blue Hills this weekend. There was one. Saw the same things happening there. One guy got upset at the last hole and got kicked out of the event. Drunk mothers were stumbling around. It was a great time. So drunk moms are stumbling around, too. I like that. My dad passed out in Giants Stadium once.
So if you've had a weird place where you've passed out, 913-576-7610.
He couldn't get in the turnstile for the game. Somehow they let him in, got to his seat, passed out the entire game. People were pelting him with snowballs. I'm like, I didn't know what to do at that point in time. It was the year 2000, so I was, you know, old enough to know. And there he is in this chair. Like, he couldn't make it into the turnstile. He got so drunk in the parking lot. And I think that was on, like, Cuervo or something. He was just happy that I was home going to a game with him, right? Yeah. Very excited. Sometimes you get like
time
that,
to let
right?
loose.
He let loose.
Time to let loose.
I never forget, they played Jacksonville. We're sitting in the upper deck, and he's getting it with snowballs. I'm like, I don't know what
I
to
don't
do.
Know how to speak
yeah,
for him.
Yeah,
I
just don't know what to do at this yeah. point.
Yes,
time.
I'm his ride.
How was the game? Let's go. I made a stop at White Castle on the way home.
Oh yeah, 30 boy. Pack. Let's go.
Oh, top off that day with some White Castle. Yeah, That'll do your body some good.
I mean, that was a rare form by my father that day.
And his stomach was rumbling. Oof. Had a circus
passed
going
out
on.
At the game, and then White Castled it up on the way
Cuervo
out the door.
And White Castle.
Yeah, that's a combination.
Is that a good combo? Is that not a good combination? You don't think? Is there a worse combination than Cuervo and so. White Castle?
Oh, my
That's
goodness.
That's going to hit you for a few days.
Oh, my.
Someone on our crew is pondering the Just for Men or the Grecian formula. We need to get to that next.
You're listening to the home of What We Learned with Billy Coombs.
Legend Ball, he's an expert on the city of St. Louis, but he says the people are rude and hateful and they suck.
Fridays at 9:50 on Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, your home for car audio since 1967 on 610 Sports Radio.
Sometimes I don't want to see stats. Well, there's a lot of times I don't want to see stats.
Most of the time.
Usually
right?
when they're like super confusing and.
And they use little letters and big numbers and then plus signs.
Definitely
so
don't
what
wanna,
does that mean?
I definitely don't want to see little letter, big letter. I don't want to see those ever.
Well, and,
ever,
and
ever,
that's,
ever.
That's why I think at times Major League Baseball's got some issues that they're dealing with. There's just too much. I can't say that word stuff out there.
Yeah, minutia?
I don't want that.
Manure.
Minutia would be.
Manure.
More. But,
yeah, a lot of manure.
This comes from. A couple of sources, a Matt Lombardo, an NFL reporter, and Dove Kleiman, who nailed the schedule stuff. He's the one that
scheduled
stuff
schedule.
Right, as opposed to the schedule guy that was wrong.
Is he Dove or Dove?
I don't know. One of the two. D-O-V. How hard is it to win multiple Super Bowls?
Very.
I don't like this stat. Only four quarterbacks have done it during Tom Brady's 20-year career.
All right, let's stop right there. Only four quarterbacks in 20 years have won multiple Super Bowls. You got Manning, Roethlisberger, and Brady. That's it, right?
Correct. Only four quarterbacks did it in the 20 years prior.
Okay. Aikman, Elway, Montana on that list?
Mm-hmm.
And who's the other one?
Either Plunkett or Staubach, right?
I don't know
the year which one fit in that criteria,
right?
And only three from 1967 through 1980.
That would be Greasy. That would be Starr. That would have to be Plunkett or Bradshaw. I guess Bradshaw, because he's the 70s steel
Correct.
Curtain. Yeah.
I don't like that kind of stat.
No, I don't either. I don't either.
Because we have talked ourselves into this is going to be easy.
Only four quarterbacks have more than two Super Bowl wins in the history of the NFL.
That multiples are the thing to be shooting for.
Right.
Right?
Two should be the thing you're shooting for, Josh.
And I know, I've always been the camp. You can't get that first one. You're that second one to get the first one.
Right.
You can't get the third one to get the second one, right?
And you can't get the fourth till you get the second.
Right. Any of those.
Mm-hmm.
That's just not a long list.
It's not.
Which is kind of sucks.
Here are the list of the quarterbacks who have won multiple Super Bowls.
Okay.
Brady, Montana, Bradshaw. Aikman, Manning. Elway, Staubach, Roethlisberger, Greasy, Starr, and Plunkett. That's it. And all but four are in the Hall of Fame. All will be in the Hall of Fame. Jim Plunkett not in the Hall of Fame. He may not make it in. But Roethlisberger is going to be in the Hall of Fame. Eli is going to get into the Hall of Fame. And I imagine Tom is going to get in the Hall of Fame when it's all said and done.
Yeah, I think Tom's in.
And think about this. I saw a quote from Eli Manning over the weekend. Tom Brady would have 10 Super Bowl championships if it wasn't for the Mannings. Because Eli took two away from him, and then one time Peyton beat him head-to-head to get to the Super Bowl. So he would have 10 Super Bowl rings if it wasn't for the Manning family. So if you don't like the Mannings, you better like the Mannings now.
Yeah, yeah. Because
you
could
better
be
like the Mannings now.
Because it could be worse.
It could be a lot worse. It could be a lot worse.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
about 10.
10. we're talking 10 Super Bowl championships for Tom Brady if it wasn't for the Mannings. And hell, where the hell's Cooper if he would have played? I mean, by the time Peyton's done, or I'm sorry, by the time Brady's done, the new Elway or Manning may be in there, right?
I was going to say, maybe Arch. Maybe Arch negates a Brady Super Bowl. Yeah.
That would be great.
That would be incredible.
I would love it. Archie, I would Manning, absolutely love it.
Little Arch comes to the NFL. Brady's still sticking it out like
right
in four more years. And he beats him to go to a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Wins a Super Bowl, prevents another Brady
Correct.
Title. I'd want to see that.
I would love to see that, right? I mean, that is just and that's from NFL.com, those quarterbacks who have won multiple Super Bowls from Good Morning Football.
Hey, a lot
unbelievable.
A lot of it has been set up by us. I get it. We're part of the hype machine, right?
Like legit you and I.
Yeah.
Us. Yeah. We'll take
It's hard.
It is so hard.
That's a small list.
But you know what?
And then the fact that these are 20-year spans where,
yeah,
they're talking about little groups of multiples within 20-year spans.
That's it. Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah, it is very difficult to do. But I will say this. The caveat is if they don't get another one with Patrick Mahomes, we will say, just like we did with Aaron Rodgers, you're wasting the time.
It's unfulfilled.
Yeah, it's unfulfilled. They have got to find a way to get at least one more Super Bowl championship in the Patrick Mahomes era. If the Patrick Mahomes era ends and they only have one Super Bowl championship, what are we going to walk away from? Unfulfilled is the right word.
Yeah.
Unfulfilled is the right word. And I don't know if Packer fans feel that way about Brett Favre or Aaron Rodgers or anything like that, but they got to.
I think they should.
I think they should. I absolutely think
they
should.
You might have had some fun years and what have you, but unfulfilled from a title perspective.
Like, that was great, but the hangs out over that. And when Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid are done here in Kansas City, I don't want that yeah, but to be hanging over there. And that's why, like, losing that Super Bowl to the Tampa Bay Bucks hurt, but even more so what hurt is losing that championship game to the Bengals, because I think you would have beaten the Rams had you gotten to the Super Bowl.
Missed opportunities are tough.
Yeah.
And especially early. We want to stack. Get to your gravy.
Yeah, people are asking about Steve Young on the text line. I'm reading the graphic from Good Morning Football. Steve Young's not on that graphic. And I'm trying to think how many Super Bowls he won as a starter. I know he has the one.
And that could be the caveat, the starter.
Yeah, as a starter. Yeah, Steve Young didn't win the Super Bowl when he was standing on the sidelines when Joe Montana was.
Three-time Super Bowl champ.
Steve Young.
Yes.
Which years did he win the Super Bowl, though?
Is it a...
Because 89, Joe Montana was a starting quarterback. Or 88,
did he only have the Seifert one?
Yeah, I think he only had the one as a starting quarterback. I think he only had the one as a starter.
That might be right.
Yeah, it should be the one in 95.
It says starting QBs to win multiple Super Bowls.
Okay, start, that's the caveat. Okay, yeah. All right. I was double-checking the graphic.
Yeah, starting quarterbacks win multiple Super Bowls. I don't think Steve Young had but one as a starting quarterback.
Right, just the one in 95 where he won the MVP.
And when were the other two that he was on the roster for?
89 and 90.
89 and 90, okay. Yeah, and that was Montana. Steve Young may have played in those games. I think that 55-10 game or whatever it was, he probably got in, but... Nah, man, you got to be the starting quarterback. So, yeah, Steve Young does not count.
That'd be a different conversation. There's probably some others that were
backups. There's probably some backup that's some like,
you're like, wow, he's
rings.
Got a title?
Yeah.
Because, like, the Chiefs have, you know, and Matt Moore has got a, you know.
Yeah, Matt Moore, yeah. Did he win one somewhere else, and then all of a sudden Matt Moore has two,
Right. That doesn't count quite the same.
No,
doesn't
not at all.
Quite the same. So what you gonna pick, Fesco?
What, Josh?
Just for Men or the Grecian formula? Well, which one are you gonna do?
You know, I was thinking probably of just having the girl who cuts my hair put some dye in it and call it a day, right? I don't know. I'm not gonna Just for Men this thing up and go full like running down my face. My wife thinks I need to dye my hair because I'm going gray. You look old. You have gray hair. Does your wife ever tell you that?
No.
BW, you got gray hair. Does your wife ever tell you that?
She likes it.
No, she loves every bit of it.
Why my wife gotta be insulting me like that?
Plus, yours blends in because you have light hair.
I do have lighter hair. I don't think I look as gray as she thinks I do. Now, my hair's a little bit longer. I got to get a haircut here pretty quick. And that's probably why she's looking at it that way. But she goes, you're starting to look like an old man. I said, this silver fox is getting looked at by all the moms in yoga pants everywhere I go in Johnson County. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter where I go.
That's right.
I am getting checked out.
Claim it.
And I think she's getting a little jealous of me. So I'm not dying my hair. I have no interest in dyeing my hair. Do you guys have any interest in doing it to yours?
I don't want to pay for it. Okay, one.
Even with the TV stuff then, you do, you're not thinking about
no.
it.
No. And then the worry of it getting screwed up.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
Like, what if you just took that Just for Men comb or whatever and sprayed it with the stuff and then ran through it and then the color ended up weird?
Yeah.
And you look like Coach K.
Oh, yeah.
Or you look like...
We had a friend show up to our wedding that dyed his hair, and it was like full on, like as black as night.
Oh, the shoe polish black.
Right. And we went, what? And everybody's like, whoa.
You got like a Drew Brees look about you or something,
yeah,
where it looks like completely unnatural.
Yes. Yeah.
No, I let it go.
Yeah.
Let it go. Now, I don't like the beard grays.
Mm-hmm. That makes
really,
you look older than the hair.
Really bug me,
right?
But the hair ones, I had that a little bit earlier, so it was fine.
So, yeah. So as a guy, I sit here and I look at my wife, and I'm like, no, I'm not doing that. I think the grayness adds is it je ne sais quoi?
Distinguished.
Distinguished. That's what I'm
doing. Distinguished is what they always say.
Distinguished.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My wife calls it seasoning.
I'm getting on the text line. Chicks dig the salt and pepper look. Chicks dig it. Chicks love it.
Plus,
that's probably why she wants me to dye it, because she knows I am getting checked out.
When I get my haircut, I always say, take out as many of the grays as you want. You're like, make sure you're catching those too. But as long as I have a full head of hair, I don't care.
Wait, say that again.
I say, take as many of the grays out as you can.
So as they buzz your whole head.
Yeah, yeah. When they do that, because when it gets longer, it gets more prominent. But I'm like, but the hair's there, so I don't care.
Yeah.
You know?
Not going anywhere.
Someone I used to work with is a part-time Abraham Lincoln impersonator. I don't need any more to that story. Can we get him in studio?
In what context was that text?
Well, he says he dyes his hair every year when it's time, and it looks like he literally just took the black ink out of the printer and poured it on his head.
So that's what you go with? If you dye your hair and it looks bad, you go, well, I'm a Lincoln impersonator in my spare time.
Right.
Back off.
Yeah.
So what, I use shoe polish?
Yeah. I mean, so I'm not interested in doing that, I don't think.
Yeah.
I'll talk to Amanda. She's cutting my hair for 20 years, one of my closest, dearest friends, and she got me the nice Kirkland sweatshirt. She knows where I live. So I'm not like vain in that nature where I'm going to feel like I got to dye my hair.
Plus, the upkeep is ridiculous. Once you start, and your hair starts to grow, and you have to go back in.
Yeah,
and
then your roots start to show.
Yeah, no. I did the beard for a little bit, a couple times, and was like,
Yeah.
What did you do yourself?
What did you do?
Did you just for a minute?
No. I had my barber do it.
Okay.
And was like, okay. But within, 3 days, the gray started popping back out, with the growth around where I had the beard cut.
Now, so like, you can't dye your beard and not your hair, though. Then you look like a complete fool.
You look like Tim Legler.
Yeah, right? I mean, you can't do that. If you're going to dye your beard, you got to dye your hair. And if you're going to dye your hair, you got to dye your beard. Yeah. Or get rid of the beard.
Don't be out here mismatched.
But you can't. Yeah, that's like mismatched socks, which the kids are wearing these days.
Walking around looking like Hulk Hogan with dyed blonde hair and a black beard.
Right, you can't do that. And then your eyebrows don't match, and it's all messed up. So, no, I'm not dyeing my hair.
Yeah, she's jealous.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. Yeah.
Something's happening. Because my wife said, embrace it. I love the gray.
I do like this guy. Give her what she wants. Bright purple hair. Dye your hair. Look like DK Metcalf. Yeah, I kind of like that. Let's
go.
Coming
in green.
Some terrible stripes.
Yeah. You want me to dye my hair, sweetheart? I'll dye it all right.
Green is the grass.
Yeah.
The Hot Pocket is attempting to double down.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, come on. If you thought the Hot Pocket was bad.
What could be worse?
We'll find out next.
This is Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, your home for car audio since 1967. 610 Sports Radio, your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City.
All the places your gray hairs are growing now. That's fine.
No, they grow in weird places.
Okay? I mean, the hair grows in weird places.
Hair changes colors and grows where you don't want it.
As you get older. So,
had hair coming out of my ear the other day.
Oh, I get that. Yeah, I got one of those trimmers. You got to trim that stuff up, man.
Where does it come from?
Your ear. Just
random
everywhere.
Gray, like wrist hair.
Wait
a minute. Why is that one gray?
What the hell is that?
Get rid of that. Yep, got to pull that out, right?
Making a bad product worse.
We can go so many different places with
that.
Just
left that wide open.
Come on.
Because if the Hot Pocket wasn't terrible enough, they have a new product called the Deli Witch. The Hot Pockets Deli Witch.
What, excuse me now?
You're not going to have the problem of the molten lava at the middle of the Hot Pocket anymore.
No.
Because this one, you can just thaw and eat it. It takes 2 to 4 hours to thaw.
Hot Pocket.
So you're supposed to, you know, it's probably for the kid. Grab it in the morning, put it in your lunch, and it'll be thawed out by and ready to eat by the middle of the day.
Hot Pockets. Or
you can heat it up in the microwave, and then, yeah, that's when you'll get the inner circles of hell burning the inside of your mouth. The Hot Pockets Deli Witch, Fesco. Guess we played impromptu in or out.
Out.
Thaw or heat. It comes in cheddar and ham, cheese melt, or a turkey and Colby. Oh,
Would you be in or out, would you be a heater or a defroster on this one? Because I feel like if you let it defrost, the middle would be frozen.
Yeah.
And if you heat, it'll be lava.
It wouldn't thaw in time.
Right.
Be kind of soggy.
Right.
There's no way around that, I don't think.
Correct.
If you just let it thaw, you know it's going to be a gross mess.
Yeah.
And if you heat it, you know it's going to be way too hot.
Yeah. Almost 2 years ago to the day, Josh, we had... Well, we were living in Corona times, and we had the Hot Pocket Bandits.
I want to tell you about a bizarre break-in at a bank in San Diego.
Yes, order for a Hot Pocket.
You broke into a bank for a Hot Pocket.
Hot Pocket.
Hot Pocket.
Well, officers were called to a Wells Fargo bank after a burglar alarm had gone off early yesterday morning in San Diego, California. The alarm company told police surveillance cameras inside the branch captured a man in the break room using the microwave. As officers arrested him outside, the man told the news crew that he entered the bank just so he can heat up his Hot Pocket.
Was it worth it?
Hell yeah, it's worth it. Yeah, it's worth it. A Hot Pocket? Hell yeah.
So there it is. This guy's going to be getting... all kinds of crazy. You won't have to break into a bank to heat up those sandwiches because you can let it thaw.
Just for this guy so he doesn't get arrested for using somebody else's microwave.
Mm-hmm.
Hot Pocket.
You ever go to the Lean Pocket?
No. Tried it one time. Terrible.
Yeah, terrible. Yeah.
Eat the cardboard box. It's better.
It's awful. The Hot Pocket's terrible too.
Yeah.
It really is. I mean, it's either frozen in the middle... or you burned your mouth and you have to have ice cubes because your roof of your mouth is blistering.
I think this is the uncrustable version of the Hot Pocket because the uncrustable
like
is
it,
made
yeah.
for that too. That you know it's supposed to thaw, and you're supposed to let it thaw.
Oh, you're supposed to freeze the uncrustables,
and you put them in the refrigerator, and it doesn't. It's no good.
No,
it's a terrible concept. So this is awful.
I didn't think there could be anything
worse.
Just go
buy a sandwich.
Yeah, at this point in time, just go to the QT and buy one of those pre-made sandwiches that they have.
I'm not
a pre-made sandwich fan because the bread is always soggy on those things, but it's better than this slop.
This is a terrible idea. Making a bad idea worse.
Who buys this stuff?
I guess you'd start with your children.
Yeah, probably so.
And then
are they
college
called sodium pockets?
And the college kids.
Yeah.
And then,
but if you're ranking your college food, doesn't ramen come in like 5 places ahead? 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and then you go to the Hot Pocket.
Well,
like I would take ramen 1 through 5, and then Hot Pocket at 6.
Well, ramen though takes a little while. Like this one, you just set it and forget.
Oh yeah, this sandwich. Yeah, if you get 4 hours, yeah. But then your roommate eats it. Oh, look at it, there's a cold sandwich.
Yeah, look
out
at
here.
This thing. It's a puddle on the counter.
This is really good.
Let's go ahead and have this thing.
Is this like you know when you're drunk you eat these things?
Not enough time to thaw.
I can't imagine eating this sober.
This feels like something you put in your sandwich in the middle of the day. It's thawed for you.
And then if you forget to take it out, then you're screwed, and then there's no lunch. Because I'm not heating up a turkey sandwich in the microwave. It just sounds wretched.
Yes.
This seems like a big swing and a miss. No,
well, so should have been the Hot Pocket. Well,
there, that is
and
true.
And it's still going strong.
I can't believe it. Yes,
the Hot Pocket is been it's a great mystery to me because I have gone back to it way too many times that I shouldn't have.
Convenience,
but every time you're like, "This sucks. I don't like it. It's terrible." Mm-hmm. And then, like a year later, you'll try, you're like, "Well, maybe it's no. It's
no.
The
it's
same.
Not. It's not better.
Why?
It has not changed in 30 years. Do you cook it in that sleeve?
Yes, of course. You cook
got
it in the sleeve.
Got to cook it in the sleeve,
yeah,
right?
You take it out of the sleeve, and then you
let it sit for 3 days so it thaws.
Well, then you got to hit it for good because it's not the middle of it's not cooked. It's terrible,
right?
It's never any good. But you keep going back to that Hot Pocket. You keep trying it.
Take a couple bites, put it back
still
in the microwave.
Sucks.
Take a couple bites,
yeah,
put it back in the microwave.
Yeah, kind of like my dinner as a child. My mother used to microwave stuff all the time, and everything would come out of the microwave with fingerprints in it. Like, what is this?
You've asked who wants this. The text line is answered, Binkley.
Binkley.
Okay. Of course.
Binkley is all about the deli witch. You're probably right.
Yes, that's true.
You're probably right.
Hey, Hot Pocket is a monster pizza roll. No, it's not. No. It's not.
I just bought a 24-pack of Hot Pockets from Sam's, and I feel shamed right now. I understand. I'm sorry. That wasn't our intent.
We apologize. Yeah,
we didn't make it. We didn't want to do that today.
Get through that box.
Here's somebody who does miss the lean pocket, though. What kind of Hot Pocket did you buy? The pepperoni, the meatball? Did you buy the one with the broccoli in the middle trying
ham
to stay healthy? Ham and cheese?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
That was my go-to. Ham and cheese.
Ham and cheese Hot Pocket.
Cheese
yeah.
was scalding hot.
Yeah.
For the first two bites and then ice cold in the middle.
Good suggestion from the text line about avoiding the molten mouth burning. Open the Hot Pocket box, take all of them out, and throw them in the trash.
Yeah. eat the box.
Best way to cook it.
Yeah. And there's a time between Hot Pockets as soon as the skin on the the roof of your mouth grows back. That's when you have another hot pocket.
So 6 months to a year.
Yes.
Can I ask you guys this? Have you ever bought a Hot Pocket at like QT and used their microwave to heat the Hot Pocket?
Not since like college. No.
Not since college.
Not the Hot Pocket, but the burritos. You know those little burritos that they have in the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How filthy are their microwaves?
Oh, it's trash. It's trash. It's been a long time, but yeah, it's trash.
Oh man. Hot Pockets are passable if you take the time to heat them up in the toaster oven. How long does that take, though?
Yeah. If I'm going to use the toaster oven, I'm actually going to make me
something
to eat.
Decent. Yeah, I'm not hot pocketing.
Like
yeah.
Pizza rolls.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
That burns the roof of your mouth.
Darn
honestly,
straight.
When is the last time you had a Hot Pocket from the I can't tell you, man. It's been a long time.
No, we had the, like this person that bought the box at Sam's. We purchased the box at Sam's.
Mm-hmm.
And then the kids proceeded to, I don't like that kind.
What kind did they have?
I don't know. I was probably like ham and cheese. Or
right. That's because when you go to the Costco or the Sam's, you get
there's only two varieties.
And you accept the second variety.
Right.
It's like if I go to buy seltzer, I like the bubbly and that kind of stuff with vodka. But every once in a while, I'll get it at Costco because it's so much cheaper.
Right. But you're
and you're stuck
you're
with like lemon lime.
Right.
I'm like,
you're limited.
I don't want that kind.
Right. So it probably was ham and cheese. Bought it. You want Hot Pockets? You bought it, and then nobody proceeded to eat it. So then I was like, we're not wasting this box.
Yeah, right. So then you power through it. Yeah.
I will have Hot Pockets.
Yeah. Oh, this is gross. I don't like it. Now, my daughter begging for months for ramen. Oh, I need ramen, ramen, ramen. Buy the ramen. Yeah. I don't like it. That's got 24 more packs of this stuff.
That's not the one I was talking about, Dad.
Yeah, I wanted. This is what we've got. You eat it. Man, it's not that good. Ramen was great. I loved it.
Ramen's still good.
I used to make ramen. I used to steal the schooners from Louise's downtown in Lawrence. Everybody did, right? And I would make the ramen in the schooner. So I would have a big schooner of ramen. You want to know why I was 300 pounds?
Ramen's awesome. Still is.
It is.
Still is.
I'm with Josh. Just eat the box instead of the Hot Pockets. Yeah. Hot Pockets are better than pizza rolls. Come at me. Oh, let's go. Let's go.
Put some barbecue sauce on the box.
Pizza roll. So far, the only thing I can do in the air fryer.
Really?
The air fryer to me, we had one. Somebody gave us their used air fryer. Here, try it. We tried to suck, threw it away. Threw it out.
Reheat your pizza in the air fryer.
Do that in the toaster
oven.
Phenomenal. Toaster oven. That's the only people who microwave their pizza, and I'm speaking to my family, my wife, my kids.
I do it all the time.
Can't microwave your pizza. That's a psychopath right there. Use the toaster oven.
It's just so much faster, though.
Eat it cold. So, eat it cold.
I just want to touch a warmth. So give me 15, 20 seconds in the microwave.
Do you hot sauce good. On top of the cold pizza? Mm. Oh, classic. No, hot sauce, some Frank's Red Hot, some Louisiana, some Crystal on top of the cold pizza. Yeah. Mm.
There are so many good hot sauces out there right now.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.